Hey everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And maybe you didn't have the greatest night or day, depending on where you are, in the last 12 hours or so when Bitcoin and the entire cryptocurrency market fell off the face of the earth, basically from $15,000 within the course of 4 hours down below 13K. So a nice 2K swing on Bitcoin and some even heavier swings for a lot of the altcoins out there. All due to rumors, plans out of South Korea. So we can clarify on what that, you know, what happened, what's happening right now. Is it cause to worry? Not a big deal. So let's hop into that discussion today. Quick shout out to everybody who joined for Crypto Happy Hour. Just so happened that I was terrible luck during Crypto Happy Hour because the market literally crashed. This big, nasty red candle with all this sell volume here was right in the middle of Crypto Happy Hour. And right when I was about to sign off, the market started crashing. So stayed on a little bit longer. Going to do another Crypto Happy Hour tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to join for that again, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell for that. So a lot of what came out. What's up, James? What's up, homie? A lot of what came out. Please. Away. A lot of what came out about South Korea was their plans to ban cryptocurrency trading. And this was due to a number of things. First, what came out was there were apparently raids on CoinOne, and there were also raids on BitThumb, which are BitThumb is the second largest crypto exchange. CoinOne is the 10th largest crypto exchange. So there were raids on both BitThumb and CoinOne for tax evasion by the Korean tax authorities and then the government, the police as well. Shortly thereafter, after that article came out, there was an article that said that South Korea is actually drafting a bill right now to potentially ban cryptocurrency trading as a whole. So apparently this dude, Justice Minister Park Sang-ki, said the government was preparing a bill to ban trading of virtual currency on domestic exchanges. Basically saying there are great concerns regarding virtual currencies and the Justice Ministry is basically preparing a bill to ban cryptocurrency trading through exchanges. Now, if this was, I don't know, Moldova or Antarctica, probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. But because this is South Korea, which is by volume, by Bitcoin, by cryptocurrency users, by interest, one of the most popular places for cryptocurrency in the entire world, you saw the market reaction pretty, you know, you saw if you were awake, if you were watching anything, you saw the massive market reaction of sell, sell, sell. So not the greatest news off the, you know, not the greatest news off the top. There has been clarification that's coming out basically saying that the ban is not in place yet. They are doing a proposal for a ban and that it will require a, you know, it, number one, the bill needs to be drafted, has to go through legislation, and then there has to be a majority vote of the National Assembly to toughen the stance on cryptocurrency trading and basically eliminate it off the face of Korea. Now, Joseph Young, who is a crypto journalist, said that in an official statement, South Korea government said that there is no cryptocurrency trading ban in the short term and nothing is finalized. There's also a petition to fire the head of the Ministry of Justice over the cryptocurrency trading deal that went down. So that's one thing, although it doesn't necessarily mean that cryptocurrency might not be banned by South Korea in the future. So 2 points, cryptocurrency is not banned, trading is not banned in South Korea now. It might be banned in the future. It may not. Something to take into consideration as you look into it. And there's a lot more, you know, there's a lot of details coming out now. Basically, people are kind of just repeating the same thing of, hey, they're putting a bill together. It might get passed. It might not get passed. But overall, the fact that South Korea is even thinking about doing this is kind of scary. Now, as you're looking at this, you're probably like, well, if South Korea is actually going to do this, this could be bad news because we'll pull up CoinMarketCap and you could see basically the trade volume, especially when you look at it on a currency perspective. As we look here on CoinMarketCap at the volume on a per exchange basis in the last 24 hours. Binance is the big daddy right now with the most volume, $5 billion in daily volume, which is nuts. But BitHum is fairly close behind at $4.5 billion. And that is all with the Korean won. So that is potentially a lot of volume. That is potentially a lot of buyers that if cryptocurrency is banned in South Korea, obviously not a great thing. You know, BitThumb, there is also, if we scroll down here to other major Korean exchanges as well, we have CoinOne, which is actually number 9 today, $1 billion in volume, all on the Korean won pairing. And you can scroll down a little bit more to find some other ones. Corbit as well is number 14. So there's heavy interest and heavy buy volume. Coinist, there are multiple Korean exchanges in the top 20 that could potentially be heavily affected by this. Now, zooming out for a second, though, this isn't the first time that a government has threatened cryptocurrency. This isn't the first time that a government has threatened Bitcoin. And if we zoom out long term, so I'll pull this chart up in the full screen here and we'll look at the whole year. And I did this last night on Crypto Happy Hour and I kind of did it in real time, but I think it's important to look at it in context. But if you haven't been around crypto for a while, you might not be able to notice where China banned cryptocurrency trading and at what point in time that was, because when you look at this chart, all you really see is a straight line up. However, when China banned cryptocurrency trading back at first, they banned ICOs, then they basically banned trading back in September. It was like the end of the world for like 2.5 weeks, and then the market just shrugged it off eventually and moved on. So if you're looking at this chart and you're like, hey, where is it? I don't see anything. It's right here. And we can zoom in a little bit and we can take a look at how, at the time, it was a massive, massive correction. After Bitcoin was on a great run, Bitcoin was just pushing $5,000 in mid-September. Hard to believe that Bitcoin was trying to break $5,000 in mid-September for the first time ever. And just shy of $5,000, news about China came out and dropped Bitcoin between 35 and 40% or so over the course of 2 weeks, basically over the course of 13 days. And then slowly but surely, there was a massive buy volume day with Bitcoin and the market just kind of recovered and recovered and recovered. And not to say that the exact same thing will happen with South Korea, but at one point in time, China was really the most important thing in crypto from a volume perspective, from an exchange standpoint, from mining, and basically all that has been kicked out of China now, and the market is still crushing it. Fundamentally, should it be? I don't really know. But long term, even if South Korea does ban cryptocurrency trading and this whole thing goes, dips 40% again, and you see sub $10,000 Bitcoin, sub $9,000 Bitcoin, sub $8,000 Bitcoin, whatever it might be, and all your alts take a massive dip, then it could still not be the end of the world. The markets have been extremely resilient, at least in 2017. Could 2018 be a different year? Yeah. But I think that looking at China is a fairly interesting example. I don't have the news articles and the timestamp dates, but this is literally exactly when all the China stuff went down and why there was a massive 40% dip, which at the time was like the biggest deal of all time. And now it looks like, after Bitcoin is up 3x, the entire market is up massively, it looks like nothing happened at all. And it looks like a blip on the radar. So putting that into context, this could potentially be, even if South Korea does ban it, could potentially be a blip on the radar. One thing too that I think is pretty interesting as well, I'll pull up the daily chart here on Bitcoin. But I was live on YouTube for Crypto Happy Hour when all this stuff went down. I started at 9 p.m. basically at like the start of the dip, and then throughout Crypto Happy Hour just dove off a cliff. I was kind of in a forced hold position. I couldn't really do anything because I was literally sitting online and I couldn't really do any type of trades, and that turned out to be a good thing because Bitcoin and the crypto market kind of bounced off of 13K. It dipped under very briefly, but for the most part, it had a decent bounce off 13. So that was positive to see. But I think that one point there is, I know sometimes I get criticized for saying, if you don't know what you're doing, you should just hold. And I certainly don't advocate for just a straight up hodl, 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 close your eyes, everything's going to be fine strategy. But If the market is reacting violently in the case of last night and you have no idea what's going on, you don't know why it's moving, you don't know what to do, don't do anything. That was what I was trying to get across last night too, is because there are a lot of people that they weren't thinking about selling up here, which would have been a great move. You would have, you know, you could have sold in here, could have bought in nicely lower, but everybody was thinking about, oh my God, I want to sell here, when the dip for the most part has already happened, and then you sell here and then 2 hours later you're buying back in when Bitcoin's up $600 and you're like kicking yourself. So while I don't advocate for a hold all strategy, and I personally don't hold all, I am absolutely an advocate of taking profits and cutting your losses and things like that. But in the case of something like last night, where crypto, the entire market basically just falls off a cliff because of negative news, if you don't know what the news is, if you are not actively by a computer and you do not have a strategy in place, I would, in a lot of cases, I think the recommendation there is holding tight. You don't have to buy, you don't have to sell. Just if you don't know what's going on, there's somebody smarter in the room or on the internet that does, and they will take advantage of you and they will, you know, force you to sell that crypto low, and they will, you know, they will sell it back to you higher later on. So that's something I think you definitely want to keep in mind as you continue to look forward at the crypto markets, and as you learn from this experience last night, especially if you were one of those individuals that maybe panic sold at the bottom here just because you thought the market was crashing out from under you. Next time, sit on your hands, don't do anything, don't freak out. It's part of crypto, it's part of life. These are volatile markets. News comes out and drives the markets, especially when it comes to Asia, South Korea, China previously. Those type of things will definitely drive the markets, as will any potential regulation that the United States might be looking into as well. Like I said before, tonight, again, we will be doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to join for that, would love to have you there. Hopefully the market goes in the opposite direction it did last night when we were on YouTube Live. So if you are new to the channel, by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of crypto as well as these YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours. So hit that subscribe button for that, the notify bell as well, so you get notified as soon as I do go live. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you had a decent night in the marketplace yesterday. And good luck buying, trading, holding, selling, whatever you're doing. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.